This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 22.
В эфире 22-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня вы научитесь рассказывать о том, что вы делали в прошлом, и отвечать на вопросы в прошедшем времени. Мы повторим также слова и выражения из прошлых уроков. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Baseball.
Baseball.
Clothes.
Одежда.
Father. Dad. Daddy.
Отец. Папа. Папочка.
Game.
Игра.
Meat.
Мясо.
Money.
Деньги.
Movies.
Кинофильмы.
Park.
Парк.
Pizza.
Пицца.
Player.
Игрок.
Surprise.
Сюрприз.
Nothing.
Ничего.
Expensive.
Дорогой, дорогостоящий.
Inside.
Внутри.
Outside.
Снаружи.
Buy. Bought.
Покупать, купил. Мартин Лернер беседует по телефону со своей семьей. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов.
Hello?
Hello, Eileen.
Martin, hello.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Okay. What are you doing?
We're eating.
Can you talk now?
Oh, sure. Where are you?
I'm in Boston. I'm coming home on Thursday.
Wonderful. What are you doing?
I'm watching television.
Did you go to the baseball game?
I went to the baseball game on Sunday afternoon.
Did you talk to the players?
Yes, I talked to some players. It was very interesting. I recorded some players.
Are you writing your story?
I wrote it on Monday. May I speak to the children?
Of course. Just a minute. Alan, it's your father.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Alan. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Nothing? What did you do on Sunday? Did you go to the movies?
No, we didn't go. I didn't have any money.
What did you do?
We watched television.
What did you do on Monday?
I worked.
Did you go swimming?
Yes, we went swimming in the evening.
Who went swimming?
I went with my friends.
Did Sue go swimming?
No, she didn't.
What did you do today?
I worked in the morning.
Do you like your work?
It's okay.
What are you doing now?
We're eating.
May I talk to Sue?
Sure. Sue, Dad wants to talk to you. Bye, Dad.
Goodbye. I'm coming home on Thursday.
Hello, Daddy.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Fine.
What are you doing?
We're eating.
What are you eating?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Let's see. Green beans.
That's all?
No. We have meat and potatoes. We had pizza last night.
And you were very happy.
Yes. I love pizza.
Общие вопросы в прошедшем времени начинаются с вспомогательного глагола did, который на русский язык не переводится. Послушайте эти вопросы и ответы на них.
Did you go to the baseball game?
Yes, I did.
Did you talk to the players?
Yes, I did. Did you go to the movies?
No, I didn't.
Did you go swimming?
Yes, I did.
Послушайте Пола и Барбару и повторяйте за ними во время пауз.
Did you have pizza last night? Did you have pizza last night?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I had meat and potatoes. I had meat and potatoes.
Did you go to the baseball game on Sunday? Did you go to the baseball game on Sunday?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Did you watch the game on TV? Did you watch the game on TV?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And did you watch the baseball game on TV? Did you watch the baseball game on TV?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I went to see the game. I went to see the game.
Did you talk to the players? Did you talk to the players?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Теперь ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы Мартина. Используйте выражение «Yes, I did» – «да» или «No, I didn't» – «нет».
Did you go to the movies on Sunday?
Отвечайте живее. Yes, I did. Или no, I did not.
Did you go swimming?
Отвечайте. Yes, I did. No, I did not.
Did you work on Monday?
Yes, I did. No, I did not.
Sue, may I speak to your mother?
Okay. Bye, Daddy.
Goodbye.
Hi.
What did you do on Monday?
I worked. I went to the shopping mall in the evening.
Did you buy anything?
Yes. Sue went with me. We bought some clothes.
I went to the movies last night.
Did you go to the museum?
No, I didn't. Are you going to meet me at the airport on Thursday?
Yes.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире наша программа «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Со мной в студии наши сотрудники Барбара Марков и Пол Карни. Во второй части урока вы услышите, как Мартин Лернер по телефону рассказывает матери и отцу о своей поездке. Вы также научитесь отвечать на вопросы о себе в прошедшем времени.
Hello.
Hello, Mother.
Martin, this is a nice surprise.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How is Father?
He's fine.
Is he there?
Yes. How is Eileen?
She's fine.
How are the children?
They're fine.
May I talk to them?
No, I'm not at home.
Where are you?
I'm in Boston. I'm writing a story about baseball.
That's very nice. Did you talk to the players?
Yes, I did. What are you doing?
We're painting the house.
Who is painting?
Your father is painting outside. I'm painting inside.
Can you do that?
Yes, it's a small house.
But you're not young.
Your brother Philip is coming on Saturday. He's going to help.
That's good. Did you go to the park last week?
No, we didn't. It's too expensive. We worked in the garden.
I phoned on Saturday. Where were you?
We went shopping.
What did you buy?
We bought paint.
May I talk to Father?
Yes, here he is.
Hello, Martin.
Hello, how are you?
Fine. Are you coming to visit?
No, I'm working.
Where are you?
I'm in Boston. I'm writing a story about baseball.
Boston? I like Chicago.
I know. Did you see the baseball game on Saturday?
Yes, I watched the game on television.
Did you like the game?
No!
Слушайте Пола и Барбару и повторяйте за ними во время пауз.
Did you go shopping on Sunday? Did you go shopping on Sunday?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Did you buy some clothes? Did you buy some clothes?
No, we did not. No, we did not. We bought pizza. We bought pizza. Do you like pizza? Do you like pizza?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I love it. I love it. What about you? What about you?
I love it too. I love it too.
Did you watch the new movie on TV? Did you watch the new movie on TV?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Теперь ответьте, пожалуйста, на вопросы Мартина.
Did you watch television?
Давайте, говорите. Yes, I did. Или no, I didn't.
Did you see the game?
Отвечайте. Yes, I did. Или no, I didn't.
Did you buy clothes?
Живее. Yes, I did. No, I didn't.
Did you see your family?
Yes, I did. No, I didn't.
Did you go to the movies?
Отвечайте поскорее. Yes, I did. No, I didn't.
Martin, how are the children?
They're fine.
How is Eileen?
She's fine. How is Philip?
He's okay. He's coming on Saturday. We're going to paint.
Are you painting?
Yes, I am.
Can you do that?
Yes, I can. I'm fine. Philip's going to help. Did you go to California?
No, I didn't.
Did you go to Nebraska?
No, I didn't. I went to Iowa.
You went to Iowa but didn't come to Chicago?
I came to the airport. I was going to Iowa.
You didn't phone?
No, I didn't.
Excuse me, your mother wants to talk. Here she is. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Father.
Martin, tell Eileen to phone.
You can phone her.
Is she working?
Of course. She doesn't work in the evening. You can phone in the evening.
Okay. Can I phone this evening?
Sure.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительное. Бейсбол.
Бейсбол. Бейсбол.
Одежда.
Клоуз. Клоуз.
Отец, папа, папочка.
Father, dad, daddy. Father, dad, daddy.
Игра.
Game. Game.
Мясо.
Meat. Meat.
Деньги.
Money. Money.
Кинофильмы.
Movies. Movies.
Парк.
Park. Park.
Пицца.
Pizza. Pizza.
Игрок.
Player. Player.
Сюрприз.
Surprise. Surprise.
Местоимение. Ничего.
Nothing. Nothing.
Прилагательное. Дорогой, дорогостоящий.
Expensive. Expensive.
Наречие. Внутри.
Inside. Inside.
Снаружи.
Outside. Outside.
Глагол покупать, купил.
Buy, bought. Buy, bought.
Выражение. Одну минутку.
Just a minute. Just a minute.
Голос Америки, Вашингтон. В эфире 22-й урок английского языка из серии «Так говорят в Америке». На следующем уроке мы обсудим разные действия в будущем, и вы научитесь спрашивать о том, что ваши приятели собираются делать в будущем. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Проблема.
Problem.
Соревнование по плаванию.
Swim meet.
Позже, позднее.
Later.
Закончить.
Finish.
До свидания, увидимся.
See you later.
До субботы, увидимся в субботу.
See you on Saturday.
Конечно.
Sure.
Дорогие друзья, мы ждем ваших писем с отзывами и пожеланиями по поводу нашей программы. Пишите нам по адресу «Голос Америки», почтовый ящик 281, Вашингтон, округ Колумбия, почтовый индекс 20044, Соединенные Штаты Америки. Повторяю, «Голос Америки», почтовый ящик 281, Вашингтон, округ Колумбия, почтовый индекс 20044, Соединенные Штаты Америки. Наша программа из серии English USA, так говорят в Америке, подошла к концу. Thank you for your time.